Greetings to all of you on this 91-week journey. May the God of all glory bless you richly as you persevere and overcome the many obstacles that often present themselves in order to interfere and short-circuit your goal of completing this journey. The devil doesn't want you to finish, so don't give him the satisfaction of seeing you fall short. Meditating upon God's word consistently as a way of life will not only grow and strengthen your faith, but it'll draw you to closer intimacy with him so that you become more like Jesus and more passionate about living out the calling he has placed upon your life. Following Jesus requires us to always be moving forward and advancing toward him wherever he leads, and self-feeding on his word is one of the ways to accomplish that. That being said, this week we advance into week number 67, where we find ourselves firmly immersed in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 7 through 19. Now, what we're reading this week feels a bit like Jeremiah, as Ezekiel warns and even role plays the coming judgment of God in the form of Babylonian captivity and exile, something we've become very familiar with over the last month. And as I read through these chapters seeking the Lord's provision for a transformational principle, I became alerted to chapter 11, verse 16. This verse stood out to me because in the midst of all the warnings of imminent judgment, it's so like God to toss in a nugget of hope. In fact, it's more than a nugget. Listen to verse 16 as I read from chapter 11 in the New Living Translation. Therefore, tell the exiles, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Although I have scattered you in the countries of the world, I will be a sanctuary to you during your time in exile. So we see here that although God is forced to administer discipline to his people in the form of exile, he also chooses to provide comfort to them in the midst of it. Look, I can relate to this to some small degree, because over the years, like many of you, I've had to punish my own children from time to time for their deliberate misbehavior, disobedience, and defiance. Anyone that's ever been a parent has had to confront and address those things. Well, like a good parent, God had to do the same thing to his people, and not because it was good for him, but because it was good for his wayward children. He couldn't continue to stand by and watch them destroy themselves through sin. So he ordered up exile, which is probably the worst form of punishment any people group can ever endure, because it robs you of everything, including your sense of dignity and belonging. Everything you've ever worked for is taken away forever. You want to talk about living in uncertain times? Those were destined to be uncertain times. And so that brings us to our transformational principle for this week, which is, God never abandons those who belong to him. The writer of Hebrews put it this way in chapter 13, verse 5. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. In other words, if you belong to him, he will never leave or abandon you, regardless of your circumstances or your behavior. Now, if you continue in disobedience, don't expect him to stand by and ignore it, because the writer of Hebrews also reminds us in chapter 12, verse 6, for the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as a child. Now, I don't think he punishes us every time we sin, especially if we deal with our sin properly through confession and repentance, as we've talked about in the past. But if we hide and justify our sin, well, he may have to give us a spanking just to get us back on track, and sometimes spankings can be severe. But after the discipline has been administered, he's always there to comfort us and to help us back to our feet. In a way, we're living in uncertain times as well, although nothing near the level of the Israelites. But it's during these times that we can be safely assured that God never abandons those who belong to him. And you can confidently take that to the bank, no matter what happens in the weeks and months ahead. In fact, These times of pandemic have forced us in many ways to slow down from our formerly fast-paced lifestyles and stay home. And that can be a silver lining if we don't waste this opportunity in front of the TV or on our phones. Instead, use the extra time to seek and love Him like never before. Spend alone time with Him, listening for His voice and examining your life in light of His Word and His call upon your life. Do an inventory of your life and identify any potential idols that you may need to dispose of. Enhance and grow your prayer life and intimacy with Him. I can guarantee you that He's worth the investment, and no one loves you like He does. God never abandons those who belong to Him. Remember that as you have a great week loving and serving the King. This is Pastor George.